Well, it's not raining yet, but more rain is to come. And curious what you found in your rain gauge. They were forecasting about 3/4 of an inch yesterday for us. And came down pretty good there for a few hours in the first half of the day. And then felt a little thunder rumbling there. Saw some lightning before the afternoon. Kind of just waited for the sun to come out, but it just wasn't there. Maybe for a few fleeting moments, we got a little sunny break or two. But Rose Carlson from Environment Canada tells us the Wynyard got the most rain in the province, just over 40 millimeters of rain, or a little more than an inch and a half. As for what's to come, she says,
today, as the system kind of slowly pulls out, there's still some lingering showers from the exact same system over kind of in a corridor from like Yorkton to Prince Albert that's headed to the northeast. Will be less of a chance of rain for today, but then there's going to be another one moving in for tomorrow. And then we're expecting more of a unsettled rainy conditions through the weekend.
Yeah, through most of Friday and Saturday, it looks pretty rainy and cloudy, and not till Sunday does it want to clear up and turn sunny and go back into those mid-20s. But I guaranteed a high of 25 degrees yesterday, and I was hesitant when I delivered that yesterday morning. I'll tell you why, because it had gotten pretty cloudy rather quickly early yesterday morning, and it stayed cloudy. As I said, the sun really didn't get an opportunity to come through till very late in the day, and it was only for a few short minutes, it seemed, at least in Regina anyhow, but didn't really heat up. Guaranteed the high, 25 degrees. You know how I play. If I'm up by 3 degrees or more, then you win whatever the jackpot is. And if I'm within 3 degrees, I add $25. So the jackpot yesterday was $875, which, that's no small change. That might be enough to cover a mortgage payment or a car payment. Definitely would be some great pocket money. And yesterday, got up to 22 degrees. 22 degrees. Do the math. I said 25, it was 22. Three or more, you win. $875 will be pocketed to Mark Millette here in Regina, who I had drawn from all the names who entered. CJMB.com on the contest page there. And sure enough, Mark entered. Now he's $875 richer. I'm going to do my best to get a hold of Mark in some way or form this morning. Mark, if you're up right now, text me, 1-877-300-7275. Let me know you're up. Like to talk to you. Tell you how much money you won here. So there you have it. That's how easy it is. If you haven't already entered Guaranteed Weather, do so. Go to the contest page on cjme.com. You will find it where it says connect. Hit that, then the contest page. Your name stays in, win or lose. Mark could win again. Guaranteed Weather, brought to you by Tahar Hair Restoration and our friends at Woods or Plywood. Love giving away money, $875. That's pretty cool. Hey, some farmers might be crop stressing a little. It's either been smoky. Some days it's been cooler, wet, windy. Occasionally it heats up, but then nothing's really consistent. You need a really good balance, right, in the weather to make those crops grow well, but hasn't always been the case. At least not in every area of Saskatchewan, but as you heard here yesterday, David Phillips from Environment Canada says we shouldn't be throwing in the weather towel just yet.
Our models and the American models are saying the same thing. We think that August is going to be warmer than normal, so forget this week, but it's going to come back. If you've left your holidays to August, don't fret. We haven't used up all your summer-like weather yet. So my sense is don't write the final chapter on summery-like weather. We still have a lot of summer to come.
There you have it. You're going to let this gray get you down today. There is more good stuff to come. He said that we saw more 30-degree days in May than we actually did in June and July combined. Maybe August will be a little different. But these showers lately have not necessarily helped our wildfire situation. Right now there's 80 active wildfires. 15 are not contained. It includes the Buell fire burning in the northeast corner of the Prince Albert National Park. And in the latest update, Parks Canada says rain helped in some areas like Ramsey Bay, but others didn't get anything. And this morning the flames are a little less than a kilometer from Ramsey Bay and about 30K from Waska. Yeah, daylight hours are shortening up a little more, aren't they? But the sun is up. However, in Regina, there's also a fair amount of cloud still, and still could get a light shower. Might be some fog patches on your morning commute. There was on mine early this morning. However, enjoy the break this afternoon. Looks like it's going to be a mix of sun and cloud, and then more rain coming tomorrow and the day after that. So we're in for some wet stuff here for a while. Pretty cool instance where the Regina police plane comes in real handy, as they shared with us how it helped catch a suspect who was impaired and trying to outrun the cops behind the wheel. Police found him on Chuka Boulevard. I guess this was Monday night after a few reports had come in that there was an impaired driver in the area. And when they pulled up to him, just sped away, doing something like 100K through residential streets, nearly crashed into a few other vehicles, and apparently just missed a child on a bike, too. Again, this was Monday night. Eventually, a police plane up above following him into the Glencairn area, and that's where two suspects then tried to dump the vehicle and began running, but under directions again from the police plane, the cops chased them down, and now there's a 30-year-old man facing several charges, including impaired driving. They found meth, cocaine in the vehicle as well, but yeah, that police plane, that is an eye in the sky that they count on, and there's an example right there of how well it works, too, so props to the RPS. A lot of people giving props to the Saskatchewan Rough Riders, 7-1, sitting two games up in the West Division. They're in the bye week right now and selling tickets on their success. Have you heard? The Riders announced yesterday officially that the Labor Day Classic, September long, is officially sold out now. Given that their next game, a week from Saturday, is at 1 o'clock, and it's against the best team in the East, the Hamilton Tiger Cats are here. Maybe there should be another sellout in the cards. You would hope so. Still a few thousand left for that game. It should be sold out. The two best quarterbacks, Trevor Harris up against Bo Levi Mitchell. It's going to be a fun game, and that game is being billed as Family Fun Day by the Riders, too, who are promising face painting for the kids. They say there's going to be some princesses on site, along with some superheroes roaming about for the kids. And at halftime, the Rider cheer team performance with the select kids. I remember years and years ago, both my daughters did that, where they give you a chance, you got to register and all that, and then you practice and show up during the game. I think that's the one they're doing on Family Day, a week from Saturday. But this is cool, too. If you're going to that game, after, they'll allow anyone on the field, too, for photos, and there's going to be autographs with some of the players. So, again, still a few thousand tickets left for the August 16th game against the Ticats. But come on, that would be cool to see that one sold out, too. I heard one of our Green Zone listeners, Ken, on the show yesterday with Locker, filling in for Jamie, because Jamie's away on vacation. Well, he's not filling in. He's always there, too, but he's flying solo. And Ken called in. He was a little cautious, or wanting fans to be cautious from getting too excited about the green and white.
I would like to temper all this excitement. I took a look and I realized we have no wins against the Winnipeg Blue Bombers. Now, that's not our fault. We haven't played them yet. But I think the back-to-back, you know, the Labor Day Classic and the Banjo Bowl, that is going to be so huge this year. Winnipeg can sweep us, and then we're sitting there with a really nice record and knowing that the bullies are still in our way. Winnipeg's been our kryptonite. So I don't really worry what's happening in the East so much. What I care about is that we need to take both those games if we are truly a dominant team.
That's how Ken sees it on the Green Zone yesterday. Need those back-to-back games against the Bombers to really prove it. And yeah, Labor Day Classic sold out. It's fun to stay at the YMCA. It's fun to stay at the YMCA. They have everything for your mental enjoy. You can hang out with all the boys. It's fun to stay at the YMCA. Well, it's not raining yet. There's still a light shower or two to go. And then we're in for a pretty decent afternoon. Guaranteed weather for Windsor Plywood and DeHaar Hair Restoration. The $875 jackpot is gone. Mark Millette of Regina, if you're awake, text me 1-877-300-7275. I'll be calling to get a hold of you and cut you a check. But yeah, I got to go back to $25 and look for a new contestant. I said 25 yesterday, and it was 22 degrees. That's no small chunk of change. 875 $75 for Mark Millett. Hope to get a hold of him this morning and ask him how he intends to spend that kind of coin. I can think of a few ways. I'll pay off the summer vacation with the kids is one, but might be some fun pocket money there for Mark. I just played the YMCA. That's the one thing that I'm surprised the president in the United States did not do yesterday. Do a little dance to the YMCA. Trump made a surprise appearance on the White House roof. Yesterday, he's up there on the roof in an effort to inspect future construction. The press was pushed outside in the driveway, and they were all yelling up to him, "What are you doing?
Mr. President, what are you doing up there?
Taking a little walk.
What are you doing up there?" He says, "Take it a little walk. Good for your health." Another asked, "What are you trying to build?" And he shouted, "Missiles." Presumably joking. "Nuclear missiles," he repeated, while making the gesture of a rocket launcher on top of the White House. If that was Biden wandering around on top of the White House, can you imagine? Oh, man. Anyhow, on the heels of the United States hitting Canada with higher tariffs recently, Prime Minister Mark Carney, well, he was asked yesterday as he made a stop in Kelowna if he had spoken to President Trump in recent days.
I haven't spoken to the president in recent days. We'll speak when it makes sense.
Carney didn't say why they haven't spoken lately, but I got to think the U.S. ambassador to Canada, Pete Hoekstra, who sat down with CTV News yesterday, sheds a little light on how this is going. The ambassador said the current stage of trade negotiations is moving slowly, not stalled, just moving slowly, and that Canada apparently is in the president's priority right now.
It's going to take a while to work through it. There's a lot of issues that are still on the table. I think the next few weeks are going to kind of be slow, but the president's got some other priorities. They want to get a deal done with China. But, you know, as soon as there's, you know, offers on the table, ready to move forward, we'll want to get to a deal. Sure, Canada's a priority, but I mean, there's a whole lot of countries that are priorities. But right now, I think the opportunity area right now is to do something potentially with China.
Yesterday, the Prime Minister did mention that he is open to removing some retaliatory tariffs if it benefits the Canadian economy, but he wasn't too specific on what he might remove. But the ambassador was asked if such removals would see movement in these negotiations.
We really haven't seen any movement at all on the retaliatory steps, mm-hmm. Okay? Whether it's USMCA, whether it's the banning of products, whether it is Canadian government officials, you know, calling for Canadians not to travel to the United States, you know, some fairly nasty comments about our president. You know, again, those are the things that are under Canadians' control. What I'm glad is that I was in BC a week and a half ago, and I visited some of the tourist spots there, and I asked, "Hey, what's American tourism like?" And they said, "Man, it's as good, if not better, than last year." It's kind of like, great. That shows the strength and the friendship between America and Canada. Americans are not taking those retaliatory steps towards Canada. But again, if Canadians want to do that, that's their choice.
U.S. Ambassador to Canada, Pete Hoekstra, says we should have thicker skin, I guess. Despite the fact we beefed up border security and got rid of digital services tax, addressed NATO spending, Canada's made moves. Why does it seem like the U.S. has not?
We want a strong partnership, and we're going to get through these negotiations. And I think when we are done, we're going to have a good agreement that continues the trading relationship and makes both countries stronger.
So there you have it. A little insight, I guess, if not from Trump, at least from the U.S. ambassador as to why negotiations are sort of at a crawl. China seems to be more important, according to him, to the president right now. But reaction from political leaders of other levels to negotiations lately have been pretty mixed. Ontario Premier Doug Ford called for swift retaliation, while our Premier Scott Moe has been pushing for Canada to drop its counter-tariffs on the U.S. So coming up later on the Evan Bray Show with guest host Tamara Cherry, Premier Scott Moe will be on and will perhaps give us a little further reaction.
Race is on and it looks like heartaches, and the winner loses.
Hey, good morning. It's Frank Morgan here, and Garth just texted me 1-877-300-7275, complimenting me on my run of Guaranteed Weather, which has come to a close. $875 for Mark Millett, every China who entered at cjamie.com. So I got to start back at $25 for Windsor Plywood and Tahar Hair Restoration. I'm going to try and get a hold of Mark, give him a little time in case he's sleeping right now, and wake him up and shake up his world that he's $875 richer. It's pretty cool stuff. Or, Mark, if you're listening, shoot me a text, 1-877-300-7275. Garth, as I mentioned, texted, also asking if I heard any of the numbers for attendance for the Queen City X. Nothing yet. I was surprised. I thought maybe yesterday we'd hear, maybe later on today. But I was only there once, and it was really, really busy. And some other people I talked to said they felt it was pretty busy, even though the Midway seems a little smaller and it was a little wider to not be so congested. But we'll see. Queen City X using West Coast Amusements this year. They'll be back next year, too. And they said they were going to invest a few million dollars into more rides, too, to get bigger and better every year. So that's cool. The Queen City X used to have North American Midway there at Saskatoon right now. So if you're headed up north on number 11 with the fam for any vacation reasons, maybe you can stop in there and see the old X the way we used to have it. But rainfall amounts. Biggest was in the Wynyard area. Environment Canada telling us there that they got 40 millimeters of rain, a little more than an inch and a half. We got about 3/4 of an inch yesterday. And Rose Carlson from Environment Canada suggests that we're not out of the woods yet, even though there's a little sun peering out right now.
Today, as the system kind of slowly pulls out, there's still some lingering showers from the exact same system over kind of in a corridor from like Yorkton to Prince Albert that's headed to the northeast. Will be less of a chance of rain for today, but then there's going to be another one moving in for tomorrow. And then we're kind of expecting more of a unsettled rainy conditions through the weekend.
There you have it. Not till Sunday does it look like it's going to get back to, you know, sunshine and highs in the mid-20s. But, hey, by the way, I spoke to my buddy Ryan Halata from the Saskatchewan Science Center, Kramer IMAX Theater recently, and when he was on the show, I asked, of all the summer blockbusters, because they're playing them all now on that big screen as they come out, Fantastic Four, I think, is still there. But what was the one movie that drew the largest? You know, they had Mission Impossible, they had F1, the Fantastic Four now, and all the others you can think of that have been in theaters, Jurassic Park sequel. Was there one movie above all the rest that was more popular? Here's what Ryan told me.
It was F1, actually. We were busy right up till the very last late night screening, well over 100 people per show on average, really, really busy, which is great. It was such a fantastic movie and filmed for IMAX, and of course having it in IMAX with all those big stars, and just a really well done movie as well.
Yeah, so many critics love that movie. I've yet to see it, and if I am going, I want to see it on the IMAX. And fortunately, Ryan also telling me that it's returning for a week-long run starting this weekend. If you want to buy your tickets in advance to see F1, it was filmed entirely for that ginormous screen on IMAX. I've been streaming through season one of Mobland. Last night, I watched a few more episodes. Man, Pierce Brosnan is in this. It's so good. I'm glad my neighbor Donna told me about it, but I'm also looking forward to Alien Earth because I like the Alien movies. Did you hear this? The Alien Earth series premieres, I believe, on Disney Plus next Tuesday here in Canada. They're going to drop 2 episodes, and then every week, one episode comes out, a total of 8 episodes in all. But those nasty aliens from space finally wreaking havoc on Earth might be interesting. It's getting some good early reviews. That's next week. But on Netflix today, it's the one that my daughter was quite pleased to be seeing that was about to debut, the second season premiere of Wednesday.
This is the first time you've ever willingly returned to a school. How does it feel?
Like returning to the scene of the crime. I already know where the bodies are buried.
I never watched a single episode of the first round, but through popular demand, the second season, a lot of people have been waiting for it. It drops today on Netflix on Wednesday. Also out tonight, episode 2 of South Park. Whew, I've never watched a whole episode of South Park in my life, believe it or not. But I watched the first episode that they dropped, a couple of weeks ago, where it got Trump pretty angry. In that one, he's seen in bed with the devil. By the end of the episode, he's rolling down a hill naked. Oh, man, I could not believe what they got away with, but Trump did not like it. And apparently they're going to be taking some serious shots in episode 2. South Park is out today.